One of the things that we can lose sight of because of the depth of John's gospel is how large portions of this gospel occur in a very short period of time. For instance, chapters 13 through the end of chapter 17 all happen in the context of the Last Supper. And chapters 8, 9, and 10 are also a unit that happen over a very short period of time. And I want to remind you of a couple of the themes that we hear in these chapters. In chapter 8, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And then if you remember, chapter 9 is all about the healing of a man who had been born blind. Then we get to chapter 10, and not until verse 22 do we know when it is that Jesus is giving all of this teaching. And St. John tells us that it was winter during what's called the Feast of Dedication, also known as the Festival of Hanukkah. So here's the thing that's really important and interesting about this. It was during the darkest time of the year, the Festival of Lights, when the menorah lights are lit, that Jesus talks about being the light of the world, and it is also at the darkest time of the year that he heals a man born blind. And now when we get to chapter 10, and he has all of this teaching on how he is the good shepherd, he doesn't use the sense of sight, but he talks about how the sheep hear his voice. And I thought, isn't that interesting? Sometimes if it's really dark, you can't see a thing, but your hearing still works. And so within the context of what these chapters in John's gospel are telling us, we now come to this place where Jesus says that the sheep hear the shepherd's voice and they hear the true shepherd and they follow him. Earlier on in chapter 10, he talks about a wolf. All the wolf wants to do is devour the sheep. And then there might be someone who is a hireling. Well, he's going to get money for looking after the shepherds, but he sure is not going to lay down his life for some stinky sheep. Forget it. It's not worth the pay. I have better things to do. It is only the good shepherd who's willing to go all the way to lay down his life for the sheep. And so in today's gospel and in these readings that we have during this week where we celebrate Jesus the Good Shepherd, we need to remember something. We live in a world that wants to, in a sense, get the sheep so that they are without the shepherd. And what happens when the sheep don't have the shepherd? Well, they're defenseless against the prey, such as wolves, or they often get lost, bewildered, they're without a guide. And this is why the shepherd of Israel would literally live with the sheep out in the open field and by the mountainsides. The shepherd was there to guard the sheep from the dangers of storm, flood, beasts of prey. The shepherd would lead the sheep to the best places for feeding and the best streams for drinking. He was the one who provided that kind of safety. Now let's think about the application. It's Hanukkah festival. It's the darkest time of the year when Jesus gives this teaching. And so we need to remember that because we live in a dark world, we are like these sheep that so often can become prey for those wolves that would want to devour us. Sin, Satan, the world in opposition to God. The Lord Jesus came not only to free us from Satan's snares and the grip of sin, but he also came so that in this dark world, we as his sheep can recognize his true voice. And even if we cannot see clearly, we can hear his loving, guiding tones. And of course, one of the places this happens most readily is in the sacrament of reconciliation, where we come broken, where we come with our sins because we have been waylaid. We have been going down a path that takes us away from Christ. And there we hear Jesus speak into our hearts and into our lives that reassuring word that reminds us we truly are his. He is the good shepherd and we are his sheep. And here's one of the things about a shepherd. There would be times when the shepherd, with his guiding hand, would need to direct and lead the sheep. Remember Psalm 23? Your rod and your staff comfort me. What does the rod need to do? At times, the rod would need to prod the sheep on. Come on, sheepy, keep going. But at other times, the rod and the staff would be needed to pull the sheep back from danger. And of course, the shepherd would use his hand to direct the rod and to direct the staff. Well, it's very interesting. In our readings for this evening, the hand of the Lord is mentioned twice. Well, actually, three times. Once in the epistle, where St. Luke tells us that the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord. That is, that the Lord was directing the church, and people's hearts were being stirred, and they were being drawn to Christ. And then that beautiful word that we had in the gospel on Sunday, which we have again this evening. No one will snatch them out of my hand, said Jesus. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand. Biblically, the hand is illustrative of God's shepherding presence. God's hand makes it possible to convert great numbers of people, as Acts tells us. Because there is no one who can snatch us out of his hand, we have security in the Father's love. We have security in Jesus' love. And then there's this beautiful verse from Wisdom chapter 3, verse 1, that speaks about how even death cannot snatch us from God's hand. For as it says in Wisdom, for the souls of the just who have died are in the hand of God, and no torment will touch them. And then when we sin, there's this verse from Psalm 32. God's hand will weigh heavily on us night and day. Why is that? God's heavy hand is upon us because he loves us so much that he wants to try to prevent us from self-destruction and from sin. And so that's like the shepherd with that staff pulling us back. No, don't go in that direction. Don't go that way. But it can be heavy upon us. And then, of course, the most amazing hand of all, the hands of Jesus, pierced with the wounds that result from his crucifixion. The hand of the Good Shepherd Jesus is always there to guide, to protect, to bring us back to himself. And so, beloved, this is a dark world. Even though we're coming into summertime, it doesn't mean that the world is not dark. It is. And isn't it beautiful that it was at the darkest time of the year, at the Feast of Hanukkah, that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Isn't it beautiful that it was at that time of the year that he heals a man of his blindness so that he can see? And at that time of the year, he says, I am the good shepherd. Listen to my voice. Hear my voice. Follow me, for I am with you. My rod, my staff, my loving hand is always guiding you.